faith, family, freedom. It all still matters here. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Your password and other login information to something, anything. Think about what it is that you have a password and a login to. Well, that's probably been hacked. And I'm talking to everyone right now. And no, that is not hyperbole. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us on American Viewpoints. And I'm joined now by Mark Huffman from ConsumerAffairs.com. And Mark, I'm really not using hyperbole when I say there's a pretty good, better than average chance that whoever's listening to us right now has had some kind of their login information to something hacked or leaked. Is that fair to say?
It is, Mike, and it's getting scary out there. The report that we got from Cyber News was, I think it was like 8 billion passwords had been hacked. That's nearly twice the number of people on the planet who are online.
Wow. I mean, so we're talking about the size and the scope. Now, obviously, you know, we have multiple accounts with multiple things.
Exactly.
When you boil that down, though, that means there's a good chance that you, me, everybody else has had something compromised, or at least it's in somebody's database right now. And somebody may be saying, OK, well, Mark, I haven't noticed anything different. And if somebody got my password to my Hulu account or something, what's the big deal?
It can only be a matter of time. And yes, there's all these passwords and logins that are out there. And, you know, if you're a criminal enterprise, there's just so many hours in the day. But eventually, your number may come up and you could find any number of bad things could happen, from your identity being stolen to your email being used to send out spam, which is just kind of annoying to your friends, but and kind of embarrassing. But so the dangers run from simply annoying to really critical.
There may be a lot of people, let's say, for instance, let's say my login information for something is caught up on this. It's in probably some database or some cloud account somewhere. I haven't noticed anything different, so I probably feel pretty safe about this. What are some signs that I should look for that may indicate something's wrong and my password, login, personal identity information is being used somehow in a criminal way, or just in a spam annoying way?
Well, for one thing, you may get a reply to an email you did not send. And, you know, if your email is being used to send out spam messages, as a friend of mine was a couple of weeks ago, I got in touch with her and said, you've been hacked. And she said, well, you're about the 8th person who's called me to tell me that. I really think it really drives home the point. And we all get lazy about, you know, I can't keep track of all these passwords and I just use the same one over and over. Not only should you not do that, but you need to change those passwords often, because you could be in a database. They may have your email address, but the password they have may be incorrect if you go ahead and change it from time to time. And on my Gmail account, I've noticed that Google has become a lot more proactive. They force you to change your password every once in a while.
Yeah, a lot of companies, private companies, will do that too. And I'm going to tell you, Mark, I'm one of those who's guilty of getting that notice. Your password needs to be reset. It's been X number of months. And I'm one of those who rolls my eyes because everything requires a password now, and keeping track of 15 or 20 different passwords, man, Mark, that's just a pain in the butt for a lot of people. Kind of drive home why that's important. And I say that as somebody who's guilty of using the same password for a few different accounts, not for everything. I use a few different ones, but I'm one of those who I completely understand why somebody is worried about keeping track of that many passwords for their utility account or their bank account or their email or for their work email or for their social media. Man, that's a lot to keep track of.
It is. And now the bad guys have the capability of, you know, they can figure out your password. Even if you've changed it, they can use artificial intelligence to kind of think, okay, what would they have changed it to? And therefore, you need a really random set of letters and numbers, which is almost impossible to remember or keep track of. You know, there are services like LastPass, you know, which will maintain those passwords for you. And really, that's the only thing you can do now, because nobody can remember all. You know, you have so many accounts, and if you have a unique password for each one, you've got to have that stored somewhere in a safe place.
We're visiting with Mark Huffman from consumeraffairs.com, and I've actually worked at a place that used LastPass in the past. And my question would be, could that be hacked even and have access to all of the passwords in one central location?
Well, that's a nightmare to think about.
Yeah, but it is.
I don't know. Who would have thought that the pipeline serving the Southeast and East Coast with gasoline could be shut down with a ransomware attack? Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that? You know, but it happens.
Is there a way to find out whether our password or login or any other information is part of this, is part of this leak, is part of this hack that's in the billions right now? I mean, is there a way we can check, or do we just have to take defensive measures and hope that we got to that in time?
Actually, there is, Mike. If your listeners will find the story we wrote on that, I think it was published June 8th. And it was about the massive hack of passwords. In this article, we have links to four different platforms where you can enter your email and find out if your email has is on some dark web or something. I entered one of my emails and it said, yeah, two of them. It's on two databases. You need to use all four platforms because they're not all comprehensive. So one platform may have access to some, and so, but if you could put your email addresses in all four, you should, you know, get the grim news, and it's going to come up. Nobody's going to escape it.
Yeah, I think that's just the new reality. And of course, you can find that article in the news section of consumeraffairs.com is where you can find that. And Mark, I think there's in a weird way, we kind of get lulled into a sense of, you know, being lethargic. If it's going to happen anyway, it's just part of life. Don't stress out too much over it. And I don't want people to stress out too much, but in the last, you know, 30 seconds or so we've got, if we're not too careful, eventually what's at risk in our personal lives if we don't take some essential defensive maneuvers when it comes to our online information?
Oh, well, there's your banking records and your identity. And, you know, that still happens. And then once your identity has been hacked, it takes some time and effort and expense to straighten that out. So yeah, it's definitely worth, you know, protecting yourself.
Yeah. And you usually don't find out that that's happened until you're applying for a mortgage or an apartment or a car loan or something along those lines. And then it can get really scary. Mark Huffman from consumeraffairs.com. Appreciate the update, my friend.
All right. Happy to do it.
Well, are you sick and tired of Zoom meetings yet? And I don't want to pick on Zoom. I mean, any sort of video conferencing meeting. Well, you're not alone, but video conference calls are here to stay. I'm sorry to tell you, even as we return to the office in real life circa 2019. Just ahead, find out how to make all of those meetings in front of a camera more tolerable and, frankly, more productive. It's just ahead right here on American Viewpoints.